Thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Short Thing today. It is October 7th. Warren and Ryan here with you. We will be having picks for the weekend in college football and the NFL, as we always do on these Thursdays, and we will be talking about the MLB playoffs as well, obviously. You should have known that. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the iHeartRadio app under the podcast section. Ryan, how is it? How's it treating out there?
You know, it's going great, man. Not a worry in the world, not a care in the world. You know, nothing's really going on. Just baseball season, as for me, for coaching, and ready for another fun weekend of football, that's for sure. But other than that, absolutely nothing at all.
Nice downplay there.
Whatever do you mean? I'm not quite sure. But
I think you do know what I mean. And I will say, look, we'll just get into it. I will give credit to Aaron Boone for taking Gerrit Cole out early. You got to give him credit there.
Oh, that. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, that was so long ago. I totally forgot about it. No, it's an absolute joke. Part of me agrees with you where it's like, yeah, he was shit, and so you got to get him out of there. But part of me is like, no, you know what? If you got to throw 100 pitches to get through three innings, that's what you're doing. I don't care how big this, you know, this hole gets or whatever it was. I mean, it was 3-0 at that point. So, you know, I get it. You feel like you still have a shot in the game. I'll tell you, that first inning, the Stantonian home run single, followed by the Joey Gallo check swing that wasn't called strike three, right after that. As a matter of fact, not even the Joey Gallo, the Stantonian home run, when that was a single, I was like, you know what? It's not happening tonight, boys. It is not happening tonight. I've been through this so many times, especially – I mean, I could even go as far back as like the 03 World Series against the Marlins, you know, game 6 and 7 against the Red Sox in 04. Like, the list goes on and on and on of how many times, like, there's just a vibe around a game when you're like, this is not happening for us tonight. And as soon as that happened, I was like, you know what? This isn't going to happen for us. Because, I mean, Stanton thought it was a home run. Matt Vasgersian thought it was a home run. John Sterling thought it was a home run. I haven't heard the Boston radio call, but I guarantee you that radio guy probably thought it was a home run too. Something weird happened. I don't know if it was the ghost of Ted Williams' head or what that knocked that ball down, but that ball should have been over everybody. But like I said, as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, it's a wrap. Then the Joey Gallo check swing right after that, strike three, I was like, okay, yeah, that kind of solidified it. Like, yep, that's how this night's going to go. Nothing's going to go our way. And it's going to be a Red Sox win. And, you know, obviously we had a chance there to sniff, you know, to sniff a little bit of a comeback there.
A comeback. The comeback was on.
Yeah. I mean, it was in the beginning stages for sure. You know, the Rizzo bomb that wraps itself around pesky pole. That was great to see. And then another Stanton home run or Stanton hit that's, you know, looks like an absolute piss rod off the bat. And, you know, bounces off the wall. I was like, okay, perfect. Second and third, one out. We got Gallo up. You know, I know he hasn't been great, but let's see what he can do. And then all of a sudden, there's a throw home, and the throw gets to the catcher, and Aaron Judge isn't even in the picture yet. So I was like, okay, maybe he, like, you know, went halfway, and then he saw the throw, and he came back. Nope, lo and behold, here he comes, sliding in head first, and out by a country mile. And I was livid. I was dropping F-bombs left and right, you know, cursing. Calling Phil Nevin an absolute dumbass. I mean, what is he doing there at third base? I mean, you're trying to do too much too soon when you're chasing two and you got guys on second and third. You got two guys in scoring position. You're down two and you're in the heart of your lineup. You got 4, 5, 6 coming up. I mean, just an absolute idiotic call. You know, obviously the Bogarts bomb, the Kyle Schwarber bomb, and then it just, you know, kind of unraveled from there when they went up six.
Okay, the stand that looked like a home run in the first inning. If I'm baseball nerd here or whatever, advanced stats guy, new stats guy. But if you go look at the exit velocity, which I did on Baseball Savant, and everything that ball on the exit velocity was only 94.8 miles an hour. It was, other than the couple of infield singles that Hernandez and Urshela had, it was the lowest exit velocity on a hit all night. So yes, the cameraman faked everybody out, totally faked everybody out. But like, the numbers of the launch angle and everything with the exit velocity.
What was the launch angle?
29.
That's all you need. 28. See, that's what's crazy.
But it was 96.3, and the expected batting average on it was 250.
But the perfect exit or launch angle is between 98 and 31. And if you hit that, all you need is usually like a between 90 and 92 on the exit velo for it to be a guaranteed home run.
I'm just telling you what this says.
I get it. That's what the numbers said. But I'm telling you, like, that's what's been proven is the 28 to 31 launch angle and the 90 to like 92, 93 exit velo is like almost a guaranteed home run. And even off the bat, like not even the cameraman that panned to
it did look off the bat.
Off the bat, because I mean, after he hit off the bat, I jumped out of my seat and I was like, you know, let's freaking go. So that's what's so crazy. That's what I mean. Like something supernatural had to have happened. That's the only explanation.
Alex Cora said he thought, now he could be playing this up, but he said when he heard it, he said he thought he hit it off the end of the bat.
Very well could have.
Is what he said. And then Evaldi said it felt like it looked like he got good. He's like, yeah, he got good wood on it, but I thought it was off the end of the bat too. So it missed the barrel. Yeah. I mean, I had Giancarlo that had a home run that night with Schwarber parlayed. So I was as a devastated human as he's just hitting what you think are bombs all over the place. And then finally justified with the home run in the ninth inning. But the whole thing, like, yeah, no, you could say that was an omen from the first inning that didn't get out of there. The other thing too, if I think of the Yankees from the bigger picture, and I was looking at some of this, is the guys that say in like 2019, mainly like say the bottom of the barrel dudes, when they had like what Mike Ford or Tauchman or like Urshela, mainly these guys would come up and they just like be unbelievable hitters. Like Giovanni Urshela in 2019 was almost a four-win player. He is not a four-win player at all. Like, he's never hit 320 ever in his life, and he's never going to do it again, is what he did in 2019. And expecting like those guys to keep up like career best years is not feasible. Like, even last year he was fine. He was pretty good. He just batted under 300, but he only played 43 games, so it's a small sample size. And then this year, he's right back down to like his career average of like 260. Like, these guys that they were expecting to get big time production out of, or like thinking, okay, 2019, he's turned the corner. No, they go back. That was just a career. That was pretty much an albatross of a year on those guys, and that didn't happen. And then like Gallo was god awful since he went there. I didn't realize he was only batting 160. Like, that was a horrible. Acquisition, even though he did show some power, but I think we've talked about this from the beginning. Even if they were going to make a run, I was never confident on the pitching other than outside of Cole. Like, I never bought into Kluber. I always knew he would miss about 3 or 4 months, and he did. Tyone, Montgomery, like the whole rotation is just not very good outside of Gerrit Cole. And then once the spider tech thing cracked down, his ERA went to like a 4.5, and that's just an average. That's an average pitcher. And I'm not singling out Gerrit Cole for the spider tech. Like, a lot of people, James Karinczak for the Indians, he had a ton of issues. He got sent down. Like, there are tons of pitchers that got worse after the spider tech. But when you pay a guy $329 million over 9 years, you hope that he'd be able to figure out a little substance thing towards the end of the season. And that didn't happen. And we even talked about on Monday that he had not been pitching well in September at all. So things were teetering on him, and you were just hoping that his playoff pedigree would come through.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I like I said, I knew that was a possibility, that his, you know, kind of slide that he was on would continue. I knew Nasty Nate had that in him. I knew like he can get up for big games. Like, credit to Evaldi, because like, yeah, he's a very average pitcher at times, but he'll also get up for big games and do exactly what he did. And I was surprised that Cora even had the quick hook that he had on Evaldi, yeah, because the bullpen's not very good. But the Gallo trade just absolutely didn't work out, because he was actually getting pitched to. He wasn't getting pitched around and waiting for guys to make a mistake. He actually had to swing the bat. And I think that was the case here in Texas, is, you know, he was walking a ton because there was really nobody else in him in the lineup to hit behind him or protect him, or that he was protecting. So he didn't have to really swing the bat. And once he did, I mean, we saw he was just swinging through everything. And so that was tough. That was brutal. But no, I mean, I agree. Top to bottom, this roster is just not very good. And I had said that a long time ago before they went on their 13 game win streak, that this team just wasn't any good. And this is exactly what I expected. Even if they would have won this game and went on to play the Rays, I mean, that probably would have been like a 4-2, you know, loss in the series there or whatever it may have been. It would have been another poor showing is what I'm getting at. And, you know, luckily Aaron Boone's contract is up. I haven't heard anything about a contract extension one way or the other. So I'm hoping obviously that he goes away. And, you know, and if I said that Aaron Boone was the only problem, I'd be lying. Is he the root of the problem? Maybe. But also, too, I mean, this, like I said, this roster just isn't very good. Stanton and Judge both had very, very good years. Stanton, for his standards of an average, I think he was hitting right around 275, 280. Judge was right around the same area, you know, 35 bombs apiece, almost 100 RBIs each. So, I mean, those are the guys that you're building around. I'm hoping Anthony Rizzo makes a comeback, and he comes back. We need DJ LeMahieu to get healthy and get back to hitting the way he did. I mean, he was hitting like 260 all year, which is you know, almost half of what he usually hits. He's usually, you know, in that 300 to 320 range for sure. And then, you know, there's some free agency acquisitions that I think could be made and bolster this lineup and this rotation, because the bullpen is very, very good. That's been the strength so far, but the lineup and the rotation, I think, definitely needs a lot of help if you even want to consider making a World Series run and not just a playoff push.
But you just have to realize that a team that hasn't made the World Series in like, what, 12 years, the rest of the American League has now closed the gap. They finally closed the gap.
Yeah.
Which is, that was the most crazy comment I've ever heard.
I know. It's
like the
it's
Rangers.
It's the false bravado of being the Yankees. And it's like that. And that's the issue right there, is that line of thinking. If that's, I don't know if that's just Aaron Boone or if that's the line of thinking in the clubhouse or the front office, but that line of thinking right there is exactly why the Yankees are who they are and who they have been for the last, you know, 5-6 years of this run of making it to the playoffs and not even sniffing a World Series and not even winning one since 2009. So that line of thinking right there is exactly why they are in the position they're in.
Because the Rangers, the Royals, the Red Sox, and the Astros have all been to the World Series twice in that time. That is like, and some of the, like the Rangers are terrible. The Royals, it's just, I thought that was pretty funny. All right, other playoffs. Good game last night. The Dodgers win. I'd probably say justifiably win just because they won 106 games. And the Cardinals didn't. The only run they scored was in the first inning on a pass ball. I mean, the only runs the Dodgers scored were on two hanging curveball home runs. But so we get Giants, Dodgers. This is not really a going out on a limb thing, but the guy was hurt all year. I am going to say that Luis Robert, who I wish his name was Robert. I think Luis Robert, a little make the T silent at the end, sounds a lot better than Luis Robert, but that's just me. He is going to be the star of the playoffs. I'm expecting big things from him. He is, when he's healthy, he's probably a top 10 player in baseball. The guy is unbelievable. I think he's going to have a monster playoffs. I think the White Sox, and it's going to be a White Sox Rays, which is what not Rob Manfred wants. And then I think you're going to get the Dodgers and the Brewers. It'll be a pretty good World Series, championship series. But I think Luis Robert is going to be the breakout star. And I hit that home run parlay on Tuesday night. Last night I had a total bases parlay, Tommy Edman and Trey Turner at that hit. I'll give another parlay. This will be a home run parlay, Luis Robert and Altuve to hit a bomb today. I think that's a 19-1, so lock it in. Altuve, I think in his last four or five game ones in the postseason series, has had a home run. So he's got good numbers there. So Luis Robert and Altuve to hit a home run. Love that today.
Yeah, last night was a great game.
As you can tell, Ryan's computer died at the end there, so we don't get his thoughts on Shefty and the investment gate. But we'll talk about that next Monday. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.